Welcome back to the Purple Project Podcast, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer here, recording this. Do a little double take here on this Tuesday, just getting done with work, coming out of nice day here in Manhattan, Kansas, for the Purple Project Podcast, all about the latest in K-State athletics. This is tennis time now on the daily edition of the podcast. And yes, for the first, I might have jinxed it, K-State split the doubleheader last weekend at Body First here in Manhattan. They fell to Memphis on Saturday 4-3 there for the first time all year long. Tough decision there. Apparently, Memphis is pretty good at tennis. Who knew? Who knew about that? Daenerya Alarova finished first in the singles, defeating Monique Woog of Memphis 6-1, 6-2. That was for the fifth matchup spot there. And also finishing second for K-State was senior Maria Linares, the Venezuelan native, took down Aisha Rayer 6-1, 6-2 there. And of course, Karine Marion Job, number 68 senior, pulled out a close match against Iran Textido Garcia in a three-match set. There, and that's actually for the first time all year that a match in the singles have gone three sets for these cats. Job came out strong in the first set, then could not hang on in the second, and she rallied back there in the tiebreaker match there, which went into a little bit of overtime there and came out on top right there as well. Also, the highlight of note here, Anna Turco lost her match to Camila Suarez of Memphis, 4-6, 6-1, 6-2. Yeah, and also K-State lost their first doubles point of the match as well. And we have Turco and Alarova lost to Woog and Suarez in the number three position as well. And the Tigers again won another match as well. So yeah, they struggled in the first day, but this tennis team battled back. Once again, as they battle back there, that's probably good for them to do that, because obviously we've seen them win early on. They have early success early on, and that was kind of a concern. But obviously, K-State manhandled Florida Atlantic on last Sunday with a sweep of Florida Atlantic. 4-0 there. Again, these matches were at Body First Indoor Tennis Center. That's here in Manhattan, Kansas. I live less than maybe 6 minutes away from there, so obviously it's not far from me. I could probably ride my bike over there, or even if I wanted to really run in this nice weather, which I just did early on today. I'm just coming in from a windy walk out here, as the temperature is going to be turning a little bit cold here, and we're expected to have snow and ice on Wednesday night into Thursday morning. So yeah, the weird weather here in Kansas continues, but not to be upnewed here. Obviously, head coach Jordan Smith commented on his team's resiliency here. Quote, "We knew that our attitude wasn't good on Saturday. In our approach, being a little assertive was not good in doubles, and we just let everything come to us," Jordan said. And then he continued on and said, quote, "We did a lot better, even with a quick turnaround. Florida Atlantic is good. They played yesterday as well, so we didn't know what to expect," end quote. Yeah, I mean, this is the first back-to-back games against two different opponents, right? So, yeah, and now on top of that, how you bounce back from a loss was critical for this women's tennis team. Huge, huge for K-State tennis to get it done there. Once again, Daenerya Alarova, once again, and senior Anna Turco led the way there. And actually, they clinched a doubles point there, Alarova and Turco, against Greta Sirioni and Alexis Selena on the number three court. Right there. And then also earning a doubles point for the win was Marion Job and Linares, as they took down the pair of Amber McGinnis and Millie Mae Matthews 6-2 in each of those two sets there. And both of those tandem teams, Alarova Turco and Marion Jobe and Linares, both 3-1 so far this year in the doubles match. So that is awesome right there as well. And then, of course, in singles action, all the cats won in straight sets in the singles match. And that's actually the first time ever, K-State and Florida Atlantic played against each other. Cats swept the singles matches as well. So that right there, my friends, that's how you respond right there, by taking out on the other opponent. So K-State lost to Memphis 4-3, and then you rally back to knock off Florida Atlantic in a sweep. Bring out the brooms out, 4-0 the next match. K-State's going to hit the road for the first time all year in 2022. If we can take it on the Arizona State Sun Devils in Tempe, Arizona, this Saturday at 1 p.m. at the White Man Tennis. Yes, this is right. I'm reading the information where this is at. This is the right information. White Man Tennis Center, yes. 1 p.m. Central Time, I believe. Put that together, that's going to be 10. No, that's not 10. That's going to be 11 a.m. Pacific time out there. Or it could be even 12, depending on the location of where Tempe is. But the White Man Tennis Center, home of the Arizona State tennis team, K-State's going to be looking to do more damage. First road test for the women's team. I'm interested to see how they do there as well, but again, great bounce back. So K-State split their doubleheader weekend doubleheader last weekend, 1-1, and now they'll be hitting the road to Arizona this weekend on Saturday. The Purple Project Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, get it wherever you get your podcast. Y'all know what to do. And again, appreciate the new listeners who hopped on this podcast. Not only that, and big shout out to the listeners who've been with us for quite a while now, whether it's been the last year or last few months or so, or even since this podcast started a couple years ago. And I failed to mention before we sign out, parts 1 and 2 of episode 86 of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly Edition are both out. So I had a little bit of difficulties. Internet went out during the podcast, and also my memory apparently got full as well, so I had to do some editing of that. There was a time that we recorded that we talked without recording as well. It was probably a good 5-6 minutes, so that you don't get to hear that, but you do hear the two parts of the podcast as well. So definitely go check both parts out episode 86 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition. That's going to wrap things up for right now. Appreciate you guys for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats! Another edition of Triple P Daily continues.